Why did I stop setting goals for myself and start focusing on why? Why I was doing what I was doing right this moment? Why I am doing what I'm doing right this moment? And how is this helpful for you? If you are a goal-oriented person like me, or you find yourself right now working hard and sacrificing today for something that might happen in the future, you might find this really helpful because you can learn from what I've been through instead of having to learn it the hard way yourself. If you learn it the hard way yourself, it might take you longer than it took me to understand this. And so you can skip that by sharing my journey. Since I can first remember, I was a goal-oriented person. I had things I wanted, and I was willing to work to get to them, and I wanted to know how. How am I going to work to get this? Things like a Game Boy or a Nintendo or a Super Nintendo. I remember my brother wanted a Nintendo 64, and Dad said no, and my brother relentlessly worked on him until he got it. He left notes up. He'd leave a note so that Dad would find it in the morning after we'd left for school. He worked and he accomplished that goal, and I'm glad he did because we had a lot of fun with that Nintendo 64. And I kept going that way. Growing up, one of my first big goals, I want a hot girlfriend. And I want a hot girlfriend. At like 15, I thought my life would be complete. And then I'd make goal after goal after goal. I'd accomplish my goal and make new goals. Well, now I want a hotter girlfriend. Or now I want a hot girlfriend that lasts longer than a few weeks. And so always new goals, new goals. Rarely did I share more than a few moments of joy after accomplishing a goal. I know I had goals, things like I want to get all A's, and I got all A's, and for a brief moment, I would be happy. And then on to the next goal. Months of suffering, months of struggle, months of agonizing, months of worrying, months of not being sure if I could make the goal. Then a brief moment of joy when I made the goal. A brief moment of joy. Sometimes it might last a week or two. I remember I wanted to be a police officer at the university where I went to school. I remember the people I worked with thought that'd be so great. They just looked at it as such a dream job, like something they could never accomplish. And I went, after just 8 months at working at another department, I got right in to the university where I went to school as a police officer. That dream job that the officers who worked with me at the job before thought they could never get to. I had set that as a goal and I got it way faster than I thought I would. And so I had a brief moment of happiness. And then you know what? New goals, new goals, new goals. The relentless drive for new goals. After a year and a half, I quit my police officer job at where my dream job had been, after having a life that I couldn't stand anymore, and where life couldn't stand me there either. I moved home with my parents. I had around 24 hours without a new goal. Then I set a new goal. I'm going to graduate school. Another new goal, rushing on towards the new goal, GREs, studying. Graduate school applications, relentless effort. Grad school after grad school after grad school. Offer after offer after offer. Turning down offers to get better offers. Saying no to an offer originally I would have thought seemed so great. And then an amazing offer with only a bachelor's and decent recommendations, two-thirds of them from people who were either police officers or didn't even know me that well. An offer to do my PhD without even a master's, straight into graduate school, paid assistantship, very good opportunity. And for a little while, great joy. And then I remember the exact moment it slipped. I was sitting in orientation Friday. I had a new girlfriend right after I'd moved to Tampa, another goal. And I'd got in and I was sitting in orientation and it all slipped. The girlfriend now, ooh, maybe I didn't make a very good decision on this. Maybe I rushed into that. The graduate school, ooh, maybe I rushed into this a little bit. Oh, this is going to take a long time, a lot of BS, a lot of work. I remember the exact moment it slipped. I had this great joy for a little while. I remember the exact moment it slipped. Soon enough, the girlfriend was gone, and I thought, well, I'll get another girlfriend and it'll all be better. I got another girlfriend who's now my wife. Amazing, best girlfriend ever. And then graduate school slipped. Well, maybe I don't want this so much. So I made a new goal. I'm going to make a company. I'm going to help people with video game addiction. And then I started helping people with video game addiction. I got in Wikipedia. I got cited in a couple of news articles, one of them in China and another one in Orlando Sentinel, within a year of starting my website. But suddenly that wasn't good enough either. Now I gotta make money. I don't want to be in grad school ever. I gotta make money. So then, new goal. I'm gonna make money. I'm gonna make money online after failing at it a bunch of times. So then I made money online. Well, now I gotta make more money online. I made 1,000. The first month I made 1,000, I was so absurdly excited. Oh, well, now I gotta make 2,000. Now I gotta do better than that. I can't live off of 1,000, man. And so 2,000, 2,500, 3,000. All right, then I had a new goal. Well, since the money's going up so fast, 10,000. I want to make 10,000 in 1 month. And so another new goal seemed so far out of reach. I made it and said, by the end of the year, I want to be making 10,000 a month. Made it in just a few months. Now I'm making 10,000 a month. Let's go for 20. Made 20,000 in just a couple more months. I was up to 20,000 a month and more clients than I knew what to do with. And at the same time, I was making bigger mistakes than I'd ever made before. And so then I kept setting new goals. More, now I need a bigger audience. Now I want to get my first employee. And finally, it all came crashing down. Everything all came crashing down again. I got going way too fast. And this time, I had somewhat of an epiphany. It's not the work I'm doing. It's not all these goals that are helping me. These goals are hurting me. These goals are obscuring the reason I'm doing all of this in the first place. These goals are ruining everything. Because I found soon enough I couldn't actually accomplish goals that really mattered. Things like take better care of myself, lose weight. Stop drinking so much. I found those goals were really hard. And those goals had no end. Because it wasn't good enough. I'd not drank for lots of times. I'd set a goal, let's not drink for a while. I can not drink for a few weeks or a few months, but that wasn't good enough. Let's set a goal. I did this before. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to get down and be real skinny and look good. Well, what happens when I got down and was real skinny and looked good? Well, then now I can celebrate. It's time for some yogurt. It's time for some pizzas. Let's have a whole bunch of booze too. And soon enough, I was fatter than last time. Goals were crushing me because goals sucked the life out of today. Goals made today seem like it was just a means to getting to tomorrow. And I finally, I'm lucky I got what I wanted so many times that I could see the rat race I was putting myself in. You work, you work, you work, you work, you work to get to this goal. You stop. You have a brief moment where you've got there, a brief moment of arrival. And then you see a new goal up ahead. Run, run. I'm gonna get to this new goal. I'm getting to this new goal. I'm getting to this new goal. You get there. A brief moment of arrival. Yes. Finally got this goal. Oh, now I gotta run to the next one. I couldn't live like that. There's a lot of people a lot stronger than me who can. I couldn't live like that. I got to a point I didn't want to live anymore. I can't just keep sitting there running on this stupid rat race because I see that it never ends until you die. And so I had to have a better way to live my life because it was killing me to keep being on that rat race. I was too good at getting my goals. and then too good at discarding impossible ones for one I could actually achieve. And then setting more and more and more endless quest for more. And my whole life was a quest for more. Which is awful when I had everything I needed. Hell is having everything you need. Or you could even say hell is being in heaven and looking around and saying, you know what? There's something missing here. There's something not quite right here. Damn it, there's 71 virgins. Where's that last virgin at? Damn it, I was told I'd get 72 and there's 71. What the hell? This is BS. I want out of here. That you can see the absurdity then. And yet, how many of us live our lives like that the whole time until death? I know my death was going to come if I didn't stop living my life like that. Because the pain was so great. The pain of living each day as a means to another day. That all today used to be for me was a method to get from the past to the future. Because I lived in the past and I looked at today was only good for making memories and getting towards my goals. And that was painful. That was really painful to live like that. And so today I focus on why. Why am I doing what I'm doing today? I had a clarity call the other day. And the guy asked me, what are your goals? Where do you want to be in 2 years? And I said, I have no goals. There's nowhere I need to be in 2 years. Where I'm at today is good. I'm not trying to go anywhere now. I'm trying to do the most good I can today. I'm trying to be the best person I can be today. Because that's all I really have influence over. And the truth is, I don't know hardly anything about the future that really matters. So when I used to go setting goals in my life, I was basically dictating to the whole universe how things ought to be. And then I'd get mad if they didn't come out, how in one little moment I decided they should be. I gave myself all of these little moments that then were more important than whatever was actually in front of me. This one little moment I decided to go to graduate school was more important than all of the other thoughts I had afterwards, all of the other things I could have done, all of the other opportunities, everything else I saw. That little thought that I should go to grad school was more important. And what I notice is I meet a lot of people online who are in that state still. And it's funny, they want certain things from me. Like, Jerry, can you help me with this? Like, well, it's not going to really help you if I help you with this. What I can help you with is what I'm here talking about right now. Because I see people doing the same thing I was. Jerry, I've got to make this money. I've got to make this work. And my first thought is, no, you don't. No, you don't. Life may not want you to make that work. And you may bang your head off the wall trying to make that work, and it's not going to work. It doesn't matter how hard you try at it, it just won't work for you. Or maybe it will work for you, I don't know. But you don't have to make it work. You definitely don't have to make it work. And yet, that's how I lived. I would get one little idea, like I have to have a certain type of girlfriend. And then I would ignore all of the girls around me who didn't match my idea of the certain type of girlfriend I ought to have. And then only to find out it was wrong. Ooh, that hurt. That really hurt. To see that my idea that I'd worked towards and ignored all these other girls and then got with the girl I thought matched my idea. And then to find out I was wrong. You know what? I don't really like this. And this idea I had of her is not real. That's not who she is. She's much more than that. And I'm not the person I thought I'd be with her. Man, that's frustrating. The only way to get out of that is to focus on why and to focus on today. I'm doing this video today because I love you. because I want the best for you, because I feel fundamentally like we're the same, because I can feel your life through where I'm talking. And there's this sense in me of almost desperation to be of use, to be of service to you, because what if I have to go through and live your life? Well, then it wouldn't be your life, then it'd be my life. And so, if that's even possible, I want to do everything to be useful for you today. Because regardless of where I fit in the picture or not, you have a life you're living. You have people all around you you're affecting all the time. And I want to do my best to give you the love and support that I've received from people all around me. And I'm grateful that I've had the chance to be in a position of service. And it's only because I started focusing on why. Why? Why am I doing what I'm doing today? I'm doing what I'm doing today because I want to be useful. I need to be useful. And so this is what feels like the right thing to do right now at this moment, is to honestly make and share this with you. It feels right. And so that's what I'm doing. And I don't need anything out of it. I don't even need you to like it. You may not even like it. I'm just doing it because it feels like the right thing to do, because it feels like I'm being useful and of service doing this. And because thousands of people have came to me and said, Jerry, thank you. Jerry, make more of these. And so I'm doing that. I'm honoring what people have asked me to do. There's not some means to an end I need to get out of it. This is the end. This is the end. I upload this on my YouTube channel, my podcast, my Facebook page, and in my free Udemy course. That's the end. I don't need anything else out of it. And that's beautiful. Because I'm doing it just for the joy of doing it, and you can feel that. You know the difference. You can feel the difference between something created just to get you to do something and something created out of the simple joy of doing it, out of the simple joy of existence and being here and life. And you can feel that fun and joy come through and stir up in yourself. And I'm simply a vehicle for this. I've put myself and asked to be of service. And the universe grants me these words to say. I don't use a script. I don't plan these out ahead. I barely can plan out the first sentence of what I'm going to say. I'm given these words to give to you straight out of nowhere. And I don't know exactly why that's happened, but I do know why I'm here. I'm here because I'm happy to be here, because it's nice to be here, because there's great joy in being here. That's why I'm here. And that's what I'm hoping to share with you. So today, I pray that I stay in today, that I stay in each moment. I pray to remember that there's no goal I ever need to accomplish that's more important than what I'm doing right now. Nothing in the future is ever more important than what's going on right now, because the future is completely created from what I'm doing right now. And so today, I hope sharing this with you is useful for you in your day. I'm honored you're here and you've spent this time with me. I'd love to know what you think of this. Thank you very much. And if you like this in one format, you can get it in any format. Udemy, free course on Facebook, on my Facebook page, YouTube, or on my podcast, all different formats for you, whatever's most convenient. So thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.